You are now opening the doors to another dimension. Through time and space, you've arrived at the Trouble Zone, where your self-defense, self-protection, and education about your situational awareness is put to the test on NationFirst.us. The Trouble Zone.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Deep Parker, a.k.a. The Trouble Guy, Army veteran who specializes in weapons training, logistics, and the CEO of Trouble Defense, LLC.
And I'm D. Keith Jordan, Army veteran, IT specialist, and lead firearms instructor with Trouble Defense, LLC.
And you are now entering the Trouble Zone.
On NationFirst.us, feel free to tweet us your questions because we have your answers at The Trouble Zone. Or GI underscore nation. You can also contact us on our Facebook page, The Trouble Zone.
The Trouble Zone was created to keep you informed with the latest gun talk, to provide you with safety defensive tips to keep you and your family protected from today's crime. Tune in for a fun-filled educational time with us.
Our veterans have served their country and risked all to save our freedoms. This station is for them and about them. Nation First aims to tell their stories, give points of view, and shine the spotlight on all of the heroes, both veterans and civilians, that believe in the American way of life.
All right, so today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about the nation and all of these gun shootings. And, you know, God forbid, they're in our kids' school now. So it's really something to think about. Today's session is teachers with guns. What are your thoughts about teachers having guns?
Well, it all depends on the situation. I mean, I can understand you've got to be careful because it depends on the students in there. You get into a senior high school, you've got a lot of different people, you know, a lot of students older, and they're actually trying to find a gun for themselves.
That's
in
true.
Different ways, whether it's for entertainment or whatever. And now you're putting an option of them if something that they can try to a little bit hoodlum and try to take.
Yeah. Then
you got the younger kids. The curiosity, you don't know if they're going to come across it, do whatever. So for me, as long as there's some sort of security with it, and it's, you also got to make sure that the people carrying, the teachers carrying them are trained and able to maintain that gun.
And you know what, as a father, I've thought about this a lot. I have a daughter that's in second grade, and I have another little one that's going to be in kindergarten soon. So I've really had to think about it. What I personally, as a dad, feel comfortable with the teacher or the firearm? And I think my answer is yes. I'm really thinking about this. I really think I would be comfortable. However, they need the proper training. I need to see credentials. And honestly, if I didn't train them, I don't know.
Well, you've also got, I mean, they have different types of holsters designed for them. They had one, can't remember the school it was, but they were designing a holster that would be in your front desk.
Okay.
So now in the desk on the bottom drawer, when you open that up, you've got a gun butt side up facing so that you reach down, you could grab it and pick it up. And the thing about it is it's locked in there and it's got biometrics set to it.
That's a good thing.
So when they open it up, they've got to put their finger on there. They can grab it and go. So you've got the fact that it is secure.
Okay.
And it's an easy way of pulling off because biometrics, unless, of course, however many people they're able to attach to that, if none of those are around, then, of course, you've got kind of a useless gun sitting in the bottom of a drawer.
You know, I actually threw a question out there to my daughter's teacher, and I said, God forbid if there was a shooting in school, what do you guys have in place? And then I really found out that I know Fairfax County Schools, they actually have something in place for it. You know, all the kids stay in the room. They lay down, they kind of curl up, and the teacher's, in a sense, protecting them. However, here, the teachers don't have a firearm to protect them. So I guess they just do whatever they possibly can. But it's good for they can at least know what to do, you know, don't speak, you know, of course, lock the doors and things like that. Because we have fire drills and things like that. But it's starting to get, I hate to say, almost popular with shootings in school. So they're coming up with different programs to make you feel safe first as a parent and keeping your children safe as well.
And I mean, obviously, if you're a parent, you want to make sure also that those plans make sense.
Yes.
I mean, because honestly, we were in our the Army unit that we used to belong, that we were both a part of.
Yes.
And this was after you had already left. We're sitting in there, and there was an instance where we had a unit that shared the building with us. I guess they kind of had a disgruntled soldier. And they weren't sure if he was going to come by and do something or not. So they were kind of like on high security. But the thing was, our higher-ups told us as a way to take care of that, if somebody, active shooter, came in, for everybody to try to go out the back door and try to get to that open area to regroup.
Okay.
Now, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, now, you remember the compound we were on.
That's true.
If you go out the back, there's a gate all the way around. You're stuck. You can't go nowhere. So if he comes out the back, he's just got a pool of people to shoot at.
That's true.
So unfortunately, you got to make sure that if you do come up with a plan, even if it sounds good, that it actually has a complete exit strategy instead of now putting us into an wide open area that you're just all together. I mean,
definitely. And you know what? I think about it. It should start first. Before anybody even get access to go into the school, they should get the third degree. This is how I personally feel.
Most of them do.
Some schools, yeah.
Well, yeah, it varies.
Other schools, not so much. I don't know. My daughter's school, when I go up there, they pretty much know my face now. So, they kind of know me. They let me right in. But I have seen them really check other people and say, hey, you know, who are you? Who you to see? And, you know, this, that, and the third.
Well, you're not a small gentleman, so not a lot of people are going to want to try to come up to you if they've already seen you have access to the facility.
That's true, too. But I'm thinking maybe if they can have a first line of defense, more so, maybe not necessarily a security guard, because some of them, no offense, they can be taken as a joke, unless they are.
Oh, yeah, and then, of course, then sometimes you go to the extreme. Like some areas that do need them, but then you have, you know, the metal detectors and all of that. It's almost like you're trying to go into court or go into the airport.
Yeah.
When you're trying to go to school. And I can see some areas may need that or can't come up with another option without doing that. But every place doesn't need that.
I would say have the first line of defense, some type of officer or something, you know. When you have to check in, there should be some office or something there. Maybe escorting you to the room or something to that, you know, point.
Make sure that you actually, like, either parent or something or have, you know, supposed to be there for a reason.
Yeah, and maybe not a gun on every teacher, but maybe a gun on every floor. So maybe it's a random teacher that has a firearm, you know, on the fourth floor. So if anything happened on fourth floor, this teacher knows they're going to have to bounce into action in a sense.
Well, I mean, it doesn't even have to be on the person. You can have more, like they said, with the desk, you could have a couple of multiple locations that people don't know about that have some sort of safe that has an easy access firearm, and all the teachers that are trained properly can have the codes to them.
I would like veterans. There's so many veterans out here that don't have a job. So I would like that to be a job for our veterans. And I know they'll take that and they'll run with that thing.
Well, you're
really good at it.
Well, you're even looking at it, even when you say in your first line of defense being that, there's also a second way of doing it because, you know, school that I went to, and actually you went to for a short time.
Yeah.
There's actually a gate to get into the parking lot itself, let alone to get into the school.
That's true.
And that's not to mean that you can't find a way around that, but if you're going to drive a car through, there's a way that you can actually have somebody sitting there kind of just making sure you're supposed to be driving through there or you're just going around.
Yeah. And like I said, we're going to have to come up with something as a nation just to figure this whole thing out. You know, I'm just throwing out different options out there. And I definitely would love feedback from you guys. So, you know, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to go back into some more gun talk about the teachers and about saving our kids. But don't worry, D. Parker
and D. Keith Jordan
will be back on nationsfirst.us. Follow us on Twitter at @GI_nation. Like us on Facebook at The Trouble Zone. And check out our Twitter at The Trouble Zone. Later. Your faces.
over 100 years, the battle cry of the VFW has always been the same. America needs to do more for veterans. From combat to Capitol Hill, the VFW marches on with healthcare, jobs, benefits, and justice. VFW.org is the first stop you should make on your way home. The VFW. No one does more for veterans.
This is Jason Delgado.
And Anita Wade.
Introducing you to Reality Radio on Generation America.
We aren't controlled, manipulated, or shackled by any government or big corporation.
But hopefully, soon we will be.
We support our troops and all of our armed forces around the 165 locations around the world.
Go to nationfirst.us and listen to us live on Wednesdays at 11 a.m.
Subscribe to our podcast at
nationfirst.us. Generation America. Be there.
As our nation's military fights to protect and serve values we hold dear, the American Public Human Services Association is working to encourage equality, integrity, and teamwork to drive innovative and integrated solutions in Washington within the field of health and human services. Whether it's working to produce stronger outcomes and temporary assistance for needy families and more, at APHSA, we believe in healthier lives for children and families. As a voice of state and local health and human service agencies, visit us online at www.aphsa.org.
Hi, this is Blake Alvin, co-founder of Nation First Radio. I want to thank everybody for your support in this venture of ours. We're producing positive content that we hope will improve the world around us, not just scream, you're red, you're blue at each other. At this point, we're not asking you for money or donations or anything like that. Just subscribe to the podcasts, listen to the shows when they're live, sign up for the mailing list and text alerts. We're still developing the network and the shows, and your support has been overwhelming. You can find info about the show you're listening to now and all the others at nationfirst.us. That's nationfirst.us. And seriously, thank you so much.
So you call me Jimmy, but can you fake it? Will you cradle the remains of a long-lost dream?
Now the guilt knocks on your door.
Welcome back to The Trouble Zone with D. Parker.
And D. Keith Jordan.
Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at GI_Nation. Like us on Facebook at The Trouble Zone and our Twitter at The Trouble Zone. Before we left on break, we were talking about keeping our kids safe. Teachers with guns. Do you like it? And if you don't like it, what can we do? Give us some feedback. What do you think can be done to keep our children safe?
Now, there's another thing going on. Now, you're thinking just about the teacher's aspect of this.
Okay.
You've also got different things. If you're going to have a gun in that school, ability to be able to, for the ability of people to be able to protect, you've got to make sure that those kids have some sort of knowledge of guns. I mean, Utah public schools, they qualify for cash to provide firearm safety to the students.
It's true.
So, I mean, if you're going to have guns in there, even if it's just that they might never see them or never take them out, you want to make sure so that you don't have the curiosity, that you have some sort of basic, instruction or,
about it.
Something like that.
And that's why the NRA have this program called the Eddie the Eagle, and it's just teaching kids what to do if they so happen to see a firearm. And parents, don't be alarmed. It's not nothing to do with the guns, per se. It's teaching the kids to stop, run away, tell an adult, get some help. Never to the point that they are actually to touch the firearm. At no point they are to touch it.
I don't know. It's just make sure awareness, make sure they don't just run away, that they tell somebody else about it so that somebody else can resolve that issue, as opposed to just waiting for another kid that doesn't know any better to come across and then do something crazy.
And to go off topic, just a little bit, I'm going to stir off. Parents need to educate their kids in general about firearms. I mean, because this day and age, there's really no way to hide it. And do you want your kids to get education about firearms through TV or through you? And that's something that you have to think about. You don't want the only thing about guns is seeing it in movies and things like that. You want to sit down to your kids, whether you have a firearm or not. If you have a firearm in the house, I'm pretty sure the talk should be a little bit different. It's like, this is to defend the house, this is not to touch, and go on from there. But if you don't own a firearm, you let your kids know, hey, your kids might go out and play with, you know, their different friends, go out on sleepovers. And if someone do have a firearm in the house and they're not educated about it, your child has to know about this thing to defend themselves in a sense.
Oh, yeah. No, you want to make sure that your children know, because the less they know, the more curious they get, the more chance of something going wrong.
And I played a prank on my daughter. It didn't end too well because she was actually pretty mad with me. I left a fake gun on the table. It was like a blue gun or so. And I went in the room about my business. And I wanted to kind of see what she would do in a scenario like that. So she comes in the room. Normally, she's supposed to knock on the door before she enters my bedroom. But she busts inside of the room and said, "Daddy, you need to get this gun off the table now." And she was pretty serious. And I kept telling her, oh, you know, I was so proud of her, giving her hugs and kisses and everything. I was like, wow, you know, you really got this thing. And she said, "No, I'm serious. Get it now." I was like, "Well, baby, it's not real. Daddy, that's not safe. My little sister is here." I mean, she's giving me the third degree. So I'm still trying to calm her down. She gets on the phone, calls my mom. And now my mom is like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, my God, I don't think it worked the way I wanted it to work." But it showed me that I educated her to the point that she understands that it's nothing to be played with. You know, daddy does this for a living. Daddy trains, and she gets it. You know, this can be very dangerous. However, this can save someone's life. So that education, I'm just seeing it firsthand. It's very important.
Oh, yeah. No, like I said, I can see her doing that. It is pretty funny. But it is good to make sure that they know what's going on so you don't have to worry about anything like that happening.
Yeah, because God forbid, I mean, me personally, I'm a pretty, you know, stand-up guy, pretty responsible about my things. However, you know, not every parent may not be. You know, you might have that one day for whatever God knows reason, you're not being a responsible adult, and you leave that thing on the table or anything else like that. That's why it's important, which we talked about, you know, a couple of sessions before, about locking these firearms up. A lot of these deaths can be prevented by just locking the daggone thing up. And you have to be, you know, responsible as an adult. You know, it's one thing to have age, but the responsibility, you know, that's up to you as well.
Well, I mean, and also it depends on if you have a permit, where you have it at. Some of them, it's actually a requirement, because if you leave, like Maryland, if you leave a gun out, it's someone under the age of, 15? No, 16. Someone under the age of 16 is able to get to a loaded pistol and you left it out, now you're responsible whether something happens or not. If they find that there, you're in trouble, because as far as Maryland's concerned, when it comes to guns, minors are under 16.
And I am all for locking irresponsible parents up. I am. I'm 100% for it, because it hurts me to see so many kids just dying from firearms, and I know these things could be prevented just by a little education and common sense from the parent. So
you ought to know common sense is not as common as you would think.
Common sense is not common.
It's a lot more common for there to be common people out there, but
you're right. But you know, I just really want people to think, and if you guys are out there, you know, if you know about firearms, you educate the next person about it, because you know, my mom, she didn't like firearms at all. You know, before I was in the military for 8 years, been doing trouble defense now for almost 4 years. And I just got my mom to come out last year to even go shooting. And, you know, it meant the world to me. But I really sat down and talked to her about firearms in general, because a lot of people, you know, they're anti-firearms. And I'm pro-peace 100%, but I'm not anti-firearms. So just getting them educated on firearms in general, just to know that in the right hands, this thing can actually save lives.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, my mom is so against guns. I mean, she used to take, you know, toy guns would seem to disappear. Pellet guns disappeared.
I know the story.
All that stuff. But you know what's funny? It's like, well, you know what, Mom? It didn't work. It went the opposite way. I got tired of spending money on the stuff that was fake. Got some real stuff and joined the Army and got to use them, and now I teach and put guns in the hands of many, many people that are trained by me, so I know they're well taken care of.
And with my mother, we couldn't even have a spray bottle in the house with a trigger.
I can believe it. I can believe it, because when she came and took the class, she thought they were all fake guns until she's like, wait a minute, you're passing around real guns? What in the heck are you doing? That's a lot of real guns out there.
That's why the most important thing when you're giving a firearm class or anything like that as far as a demonstration, you know, the number one thing the NRA and even we say and everybody else that's in this gun world, we tell you no ammunition inside of the class. And when we say that, we actually check. We check everybody's firearm to make sure there's no ammunition. And everyone, you want to feel safe at the end of the day. You know, it's a whole bunch of strangers. We don't really know them. They don't really know us. So to keep everybody at ease, we check everyone's firearm. And the firearm is where we can see it at all times. Mm-hmm. And we've never had an issue in the class. You know, I thank God about that.
No, we've had couple people that had to leave and come back because they had ammunition. Yeah. But other than that.
Yeah, but the good thing is we catch it. You know, we catch them. We tell them, hey, you know, any alibis? Do you have any ammunition? Oh, shoot, I got something. Okay. You know, they go to the car and they put it up and everything is fine. So I really like that.
Yeah, unfortunately, my partner didn't really take heed to that when we first started off because we're sitting here going over talking about different type of ammunition. He's like, oh, yeah, let me show you. I got what happened to have one in my pocket. And I hear a click. They show you what a full metal jacket looks like. But, you know.
But that's for your safety.
Oh, no. Right now, I usually carry one just in case because of the heightened security of a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
but it never comes out of my pocket.
But, you know, we're going to go on a break. And when we come back, we're going to have another What the Duck session for you. And you're going to love this. You're going to love this. And we love you guys. But we'll be right back. D. Parker.
And D. Keith Jordan.
On nationsfirst.us. Follow us on Twitter at @GI_nation. Like us on Facebook at The Trouble Zone. And check out our Twitter at The Trouble Zone. Later. Class is back in session with The Trouble Zone. I'm D. Parker.
And I'm D. Keith Jordan.
Hey, make sure you guys follow us on GI_nation at TroubleDefense.com and at The Trouble Zone on our Twitter. Before we left, we were talking about teachers and firearms. We're going to talk about it a little bit more, and then we're going to go to our What the Duck. But with this type of segment, we're going to need your response. So we definitely need you guys to tweet us and email us. And let us know what you think, because I think the best option, personally, is to give some of the teachers firearm to protect my kids. What do you think the best option, Keith?
I think it also depends on the teachers. I mean, honestly, you want somebody who's able to maintain that gun and not be overpowered easily. And with some teachers, you get a really little small person, but that doesn't always mean that they can't do it. So for me, as long as it's in the right hands.
Should they get hazardous duty pay? That's going to be the next thing.
I don't know. Depending on who they give the guns to, the other teachers may need the hazard pay.
I agree. Well, let's brighten up the sunshine and let's talk about some funny stuff, some good stuff. We're going to jump right in to What the Duck. What you got for me?
Okay, now we're talking about teachers. We're talking about kids. So we're going to go on to something, a little bit of story time with this one, with What the Duck.
Story time.
The NRA rewrites fairy tales with more firearms, but less bloodshed. Now, this right here, you've got different ones. I'm talking about like Little Red Riding Hood. you know, that wolf hasn't really held much of a chance anymore against Little Red.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I'm not sure. I think it's done in a tasteful manner, but then again, it depends on exactly who did it. I haven't actually read the stories themselves.
The duck.
But, I mean, it depends on how you do it. I don't know exactly how well they did it, but they have, and they do a lot of the Brothers Grimm and different ones out there. They're the major ones going out there. So they're not just coming up with their own ones. They're taking and rewriting ones out there.
And that's the extreme to me. Just to think, see, the big bad wolf, he don't stand a chance against a fully automatic.
Well, then you get something like, you got the wolf leaned in, jaws open wide, then stopped immediately. Those big ears heard the unmistakable sound of a shotgun safety being clicked off. Those big eyes looked down and saw Grandma with a scattergun aimed right at him. He realized that Grandma had been backing away from him. She'd been moving towards her shotgun to protect herself and her home.
Wow.
So that's, I mean, it might be a little bit extreme, and that's just one of them.
What kids is going to listen to this?
I mean, shoot, they lick any type of thing. I mean, all this, you know, now, when we were younger, because there's not, I mean, he's old, he's a lot older now, not doing as many movies.
Yeah.
She got Schwarzenegger, you like watching him shoot up things and come in.
Yeah, that's true.
All those movies. So, I mean, but it's kind of funny. It's not just to me that. How many parents are going to want to read the
Come on, kids. The Three Little Pigs. The Three Little Pigs had one Glock, one Springfield, one Smith & Wesson.
I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll... No, you better move it because I got a Glock at you. Don't mess with my house no more.
So all the houses can be safe now. So they don't even have to make the brick house anymore. They can have the little straw house.
Well, there was three of them. They all had their own house. So, of course, the one with the bricks got the 1911, you know... The one with the straw at the bottom, he's got a high point. So, you know, you got your different levels of firearms based on that. And I'd laugh if they... I know they're not going to do that because they can't... They're not actually going to put the names of the firearms in there.
But we can.
Oh, no, we can. That's why we're laughing off.
Make our own trouble defense version. I'm just never going to read it to my child. What else you got?
What else I got? Okay, now, everybody out there, there's a lot of people go out shopping for stuff, and they, you know, you always get the flyers on Sunday. Well, you know, there's somebody out there that was looking at one of these flyers and saw a dress by JCPenney.
Mm-hmm.
Picture just had a strange position for a nice big kind of reddish purple and black flower. It looked like the lady had... that visitor come during the photo shoot. It just was not, it just did not
bad,
look
bad
right.
Bad placement.
Bad placement. I mean, it was, and it went all over the place. I mean, this thing got shared, you know, so many times. I'm quite sure a lot of people listening have seen that photo. And it's just, I mean, sometimes you just got to look at things afterwards and make sure it's not like, yeah.
I can understand how the photographer, he might have taken a picture. I get that. You know, it happens. But when it goes over to the editing team, you think they might have, should have caught that, right?
Well, you got to have some. I mean, if you got an editing team and you got stuff going out, you got to have at least one or two people with, you know, maybe kind of a sick sense of humor or something like that. You know, because, I mean, different people, you know, have the ability to twist anything any type of way.
Yeah, so it could have been.
And I don't know how much they were. Someone might have saw it and might have brought it up, but they might have. Nah, that's just you. That's not everybody's not going to come across with that.
Yeah, somebody probably seems like, hey, we're going to let this slide. We're going to let this go by. Let's see what happens. It could have been something like that.
Yeah, nah, I don't think I could have dealt with that one. That's just way too.
But if you just. If you just stroll on your Facebook feed and look at the pictures that your friends may have taken, you might start noticing some crazy stuff like, hey, wait a minute, that didn't supposed to be in the picture. Or that looks like that. So
I don't know. You don't know most of my friends half the time. You're just like, oh, my God, how much did they have to drink before they took that picture? Sometimes it's actually on purpose, just as a frame of mind when they took it.
Well, when they looking through it, they probably seeing something else. By the time they take the picture, it's like, okay, what was this?
Or they wake up the next morning, oh my God, did I text that person that many times? Oh, wow.
And you know what? I'm thinking, what about, since we're talking about pictures and stuff, what about cameras in every room of a school? Every class, cameras. What do you think?
Well, I mean, right now they do have, it depends on where you're going. Some of them may have stuff like that, but they do have also the PA system, a lot of times they'll sit there listening in on what you're doing. Like if the teacher leaves to go do something, sometimes they know the teacher's leaving. They'll put that mic on, you know, so they can listen in. And, you know, when the kids go crazy, someone might come rushing in, you know, like, yeah, it's a little too much.
I'm giving my kids a nanny cam hat. So when they're in school, daddy can see the teachers. I can see everything.
Yeah, but then you might end up being like, what was that movie, Cop Out, where, you know, they find the nanny cam and do something a little bit outrageous to make you upset. And then just before it gets to the point, or, now why you looking?
It'll be too late.
Straight into the camera.
I'm like Incredible Hulk. They wouldn't like me if I got angry. But just to do a recap today, teachers and firearms, what are your thoughts? Would you like your teacher to have a firearm protecting your child? Or do you think it's kind of extreme? You know, everyone is going to have a different outtake of this, because I know personally some people that's going to say, oh, no, there's no way in heaven or hell I want it to happen. But I'm pretty sure I may can sway them in a proper direction.
I don't know. It's doable. I mean, like I said, it all depends. If it's a well-thought-out plan, it's nice and secure, people are trained, and you get people that can actually maintain them, you could actually have a situation where it could all come together.
Yeah, but it will be a lot of work and training. So, of course, this is nothing that's going to happen no time soon.
Well, what in the school is doesn't take a lot of planning. That's why a lot of things don't always come together.
Well, class is about to be dismissed. But once again, we thank you for tuning in. And you guys just made our day special. Signing out, D. Parker.
And D. Keith Jordan.
On nationsfirst.us. Follow us on Twitter at @GI_nation. Like us on Facebook at The Trouble Zone. And definitely make sure you check out our Twitter at The Trouble Zone. Later.
You've been listening to The Trouble Zone on nationfirst.us. In a society where crime is running rampant and self-protection is key to your survival, The Trouble Zone brings you the latest news and topics that may save your life.